Ask the questions that have no answers. Invest in the millennium. Plant sequoias. Say that your main crop is the forest that you did not plant, that you will not live to harvest. Say that the leaves are harvested when they have rotted into the mold. Call that profit. Prophesy such returns. That's from Wendell Berry's manifesto, The Mad Farmer Liberation Front. And the poem captures many of the themes the film Look and See, A Portrait of Wendell Berry also capture: an expansive love of the land, a concern for the future, a critique of the renunciation of a rural and agrarian lifestyle by those inexperienced with its nuance. For Laura Dunn, the filmmaker and director, the challenge of making the film was capturing Berry's unique perspective.
It's easy to get in your own little bubble and think everything's okay. And I think Wendell is kind of calling out from the wilderness in these rural places and saying, we're the sacrifice zone. Don't kind of kid yourself in your little urban bubble that everything's okay, because if we lose the land and our connection to the land, that's going to affect you too.
Wendell Berry was born in 1934 in Kentucky and has spent much of his life in that same corner of America, thinking and writing about the changes he has witnessed and experienced.
I think that you have a thinker who's really important because he sees things before everyone else does. So he's worth listening to. He has that kind of mind, and he's been looking at these questions about his own place for a long time with that kind of lens. Sometimes we become so information-based, we're not really looking behind the information and examining the greater forces at work.
Wendell Berry's considered a disregard for technology and screens presented a challenge for Dunn. The subject of her documentary predicated his involvement on not being on screen at all. This shaped the film so that it's not so much a lens on Wendell Berry, but a piece of filmmaking that invites the viewer in on Berry's own lens to the world. This approach worked for Dunn because it mirrors Berry's writing, which engages the reader to wrestle with themselves and their place in the world. Dunn wanted her film to invite a response rather than send a single message.
I don't want someone to tell me what to do. And so I think that that's kind of how I make the film, is that I'm trying to create a space for the viewer to find his or her own connection to the material, because I think that kind of personal connection and what springs from that is much more powerful and motivating than anything I could dictate.
But if she did want filmgoers to leave with something,
I really want to sensitize people, to encourage people in rural communities, help them see that they are seen and respected, not some gross caricature. And then for the urban viewers, to sensitize them that all these places that you drive through or fly over, that they're full of beauty and complexity and knowledge, and that these are not throwaway places.
In his poetry, novels, and essays, Berry defends traditional generational agrarian life and the values of community and interdependence that that lifestyle engenders. Despite the current divides in American culture, Berry's commitment to the virtue of hope continues to inspire Dunn, and she hopes it will inspire her filmgoers as well.
When I would express a kind of hopelessness and despair, he would always talk about how work on a scale that's humane in your own community, with your own neighbors and the people who you're around. There's accountability, there's possibility, there's a scale in which you can make a difference. And I think that's so important, getting people together for a screening, that there's value in that. Using the film as a way to build community, and I can't think of anything Wendell would approve of more.
Look and See, A Portrait of Wendell Berry will be presented this Thursday, November 16th at 7 p.m. at the Ground Up Community Garden on Haines Street. Gates open at 6:30 and the event is free, but requires a ticket reservation, which is available at wuwf.org. This is Lindsay Myers.